You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. Christian Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry. All of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. Go out to our website www.whenchristianspeak.com and click on our donation page.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Challenge to change, where transformation begins with you. Change appears to be one of the biggest hindrances to growth and relationships that I have encountered while in ministry. Our focus is usually on someone else and what they have done or are doing to us, instead of us being accountable to God and making sure we're not a stumbling block to ourselves or others. Challenge to change is about us taking personal responsibility for our Christian walk as we face challenges and issues and how to overcome them through biblical tools and techniques that we will discuss on this show. Everything about this show is encompassed in us depending on the Holy Spirit to edify, enrich, and transform lives by introducing individuals to a personal encounter with God's unconditional love. That is where real transformation begins and ends.
Let me say it first. When you are a leader and you have a vision, you're going to be lonely. You're going to be lonely because you're the only one that got the vision. Until others can come up to the vision, you're going to be lonely. So stop talking about the vision to those who do not know what it's like to live this way. Because you're expecting to share, and then they're going to be, you want them to have the rhema word that you got. But you're the only one that got it. And it might not be the same people you used to sharing with. It might be different people. Because he might be giving you a different team. Different supporters. So don't always look to the people you normally deal with. But I want to get you comfortable with knowing that when he steps you out, when he takes you to a place of leadership, there'll be times where others won't understand you. Others can't identify with you. And by much speaking, you're not causing them to see. Y'all get it? That's what he had to tell me. Paul, stop. Just keep on talking about it. So you got to go to that good place. And there are other people out here that's on that level. You might want to share those things with them. You understand? Stop looking to the same people to get your vision put out. You got it? Any questions? Because see, I just don't like people to get frustrated when they don't see things come to pass. You might have told the wrong people. So, quickly share. Let me get three on this side and three on this side about you hitting the ground. And then what God gave you as he allowed you to stand on your strength in him. Anybody want to share? I got one over here. I'm trying to keep my rope in my pocket so that way I won't throw it on the floor.
So mine was a tornado. That's the spinning. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So it was a tornado with all this stuff I was concerned about.
Okay.
And it got all wiped up in the tornado and it was in the bag. It's like the tornado went in the bag and he took it away.
He put a tornado in the bag. Glory to God. Who can only do that? Amen. Anybody on this side? Got somebody back there?
I just keep hearing, I'm safe with him.
I'm safe with him.
Mm, okay. I'm safe with him.
Uh-huh, okay.
And there's a peace attached to that.
Okay.
For me.
You receive
it? I receive it.
Okay. Amen. Anybody else? Got one right here. Mike coming your way.
Kind of being overwhelmed with life, like there's one thing is completed and then there's another thing and another thing and another thing. I'm like, when does it end?
Okay.
So what he gave me was, he's got it, and as a result, I feel relief that it can be done.
Okay, amen. Okay. Everybody good? Yes, ma'am.
Just life decisions.
Life decisions, okay.
I felt that just recently like I was knocked down.
Okay.
And he lifted me up, in a sphere of light. Like my vision, my normal vision for God. It's a sphere of light, lifted me up out of it.
Okay. You feeling okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for the prayer. I saw a fountain.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've seen this fountain before. It's an outside fountain that's like at a university.
Okay.
But it was made of porcelain and it was overflowing water, and it was endless.
Endless, okay. Okay, all right. Okay. Anybody else? Got one coming your way. Yes, ma'am.
It's been a while since I've been on my knees.
Mm-hmm.
I have knee problems,
mm-hmm.
but I got on my knees today.
Okay.
I've had a stressful work week.
Okay.
So with the help of God, I know he's going to bring me through it.
Okay.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. It's a done deal. Anybody else? I got one in the back over here. Just keep your hand up. They're coming. They're coming over to here. Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not in my own business. He said they're on their knees. They've been knocked down. Over here, somebody.
Okay, I have somebody online, Pastor.
Okay. We got two mics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody go over here, please? Okay, go ahead.
Shara says she was had troubles. Her troubles with keeping jobs are in the past.
Okay.
She doesn't need to carry the shame anymore. And she can't look forward and backward at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Amen. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So I felt like I've been knocked down for the past couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And when I got down today and I got back up, I heard, I will carry you through the next years. So I'm okay.
So that wasn't singular?
No.
It was what?
It was plural.
Yes, sir. Thank you for sharing. And look for it, guys. Look for what he told you. Don't look at what you just left. Look at what he told you to walk to hold his hand and walk in. Amen? Because what you focus on, when we're dealing with visions, what you focus on, you see. Y'all understand what I'm saying? You focus on it, you're going to see it. Okay? And I got a test for you. Show you how real this thing is. Y'all ready? All right. I got anybody else? All right. All right. It's safely in my hand. Okay? So we're talking about steps to now. So can y'all take a look at that and tell me, can you read that? What are you focusing on? So give me one person over here representing the whole team. One person over here representing the whole team. Who did y'all pick? Nicole? I think they picked you, Nicole. All right, so give me a mic over here. They called a name out. Who you got over on this side?
Candace.
Oh, there it is. They picked you. Yes, sir. Okay, Candace. Why they getting to Nicole?
The word that stuck out to me was truth.
Okay. What does the whole thing say, though?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6.
Okay. All right. Nicole, mic coming your way. Now, what was the word you picked out?
Truth.
Truth. Okay. All right. So what did she focus on? Truth. Okay. Nicole?
Am. Am was the word that stood out to me.
Okay. And why you think am?
Because it was the largest that I
Okay. Did. Okay. I appreciate your honesty. Okay. Okay. Now, can you read the whole thing?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6.
Okay. So what did they focus on?
I am the truth.
What stood out to them? Okay. So what we focus on, we see. All right. So let's take a look at the next one. Now, you guys, we're looking at it, and y'all tell me what you see. Each person is seeing something different. Jasmine? Mic coming your way. I got a mic over here. Okay, who wants to talk?
I see two faces, one on the left and one on the right.
Okay, they got a big head, too, though. y'all see that knot going up there like that? Will?
I see like a vase or a candelabra, something that holds something up in the middle.
So what we focus on, what we do? We see. Let's look at another one there. Y'all okay? Now we're both of them right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, all right, okay. And y'all take a look and stir it there for a little while. Tell me what you see. Oh, Erica, you talking to me?
Camera you're looking in, because in this one, I can't see anything but the lines, but in this one, you can see, it looks like Jesus holding the light.
Okay, so you mean to tell me that you can change your view?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see enough, you can look another way. I'm just talking about vision, right? Okay, all right, y'all ready? Okay, all right, y'all okay? Oh, I got one more. Yes, ma'am.
It looks like Madonna.
Look like Madonna?
The Virgin Madonna.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Okay, awesome. Two separate people. Okay? All right. Y'all good? Y'all don't have to fuss at people, do you? Okay. It's their vision. See, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all telling the wrong people. Okay? All right, y'all ready for them? Okay, hold on. Let me click for a sec. Now, y'all pay attention. Say, pay attention. Okay. All right. All right, on this next image, I want you to look at it for 20 seconds. And there are four dots that I want you to focus on. Don't look at the whole. When I first show it to you, look at the whole thing, but briefly. Then for 20 seconds, I'm going to say go. I just want you to watch the four dots in the middle. Y'all see four dots near the nose? So what are you supposed to look at?
The four dots.
Starting now. And Cheryl, you tell me when now's up, or whoever going to tell me. Because what you focus on, you see. What you focus on, you'll see. And people might see different things. Time's up. Okay, now turn to the wall, turn to a blank wall, and see what you see. What y'all see?
Jesus.
You see Jesus from looking at the four dots? Did anybody just see somebody look like just a rough drawing? Y'all wouldn't admit it even if you did see. Okay. Oh. Erica, she out the box. Y'all know what a stone trooper is. Tell them what a stone trooper is.
From Star Wars.
But on the mic.
From the movie Star Wars.
Okay.
The little stormtrooper with the white helmet.
Uh-huh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I saw the first one and two. Anybody else? What you saw?
Yep.
So what you focus on, you see.
I saw the first picture come out through this picture right here.
Okay.
The picture of face of Christ.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I just want to let you know. So we're going there today. Write the vision. So number one, we're talking about stepping into now. So the word vision means a mental image. Did it say a wordy image? It says a mental image of what the future will or could be. What stops it, the future, from being? It's the what we see, the way we see it. Second definition, a vivid mental image, especially one of the future. A vivid mental image. So that means you see the colors, you see the places, you see how it's structured, you see where it is. It's a vivid. So when you try to describe it to somebody, you know, like when I came out here and I said, well, you know, mind my own business. I told you what I saw because it was vivid. And then some people decided they wanted to stay down there because what we focus on, we see. Some people could see themselves healed or standing up. Others just got up out of obedience. But see, once you see it, you got to stay with it. You understand what I mean? When this mental image comes up, it doesn't look at cost. It doesn't look at education. It doesn't look at ability. It looks at glory. When we first got this building, it was a mental image. But when we walked into it, Carl and I walked into it, it had office spaces, didn't have carpet like this, didn't have walls like this. But we had a vivid memory image of what we wanted. And then you don't tear walls down during a pandemic. But it was a vivid image of what was needed, what was necessary. And see, you don't share it with anybody. I just want to keep telling you this because you got some people, they're going to hit your heart. And y'all write this down. Jealous. When you share certain things with certain people, they get jealous. Because see, everything about you they knew and were comfortable with because we was in the same boat. Neither one of us rocking the boat. You understand? So it's so easy to stay with people who are the same because there's no challenges. You know what to expect. And finally, after all these years, say years, I finally started eating at different places. And Curly's like, what? You want what? You hear me? I even set my plate stuff the same. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Because if I put my chocolate milk right here, and then I put my water right here, and then I put my fruit over here, I know where everything is. Then I had to start switching up because Troy started looking over the table. Troy started looking, he know chocolate milk over here. So now I got to put it over here. I'm just saying. That's my boy right there. All right, so let's keep going. So Habakkuk 2, let's read this together. And then God answered, write this, right? What you see, write it out in big, bold letters so that it can be read on the run. Does it say, thank the thought? I'm going to keep it in my head. See, when we do what God says to do, we get what God says we'll get. So when we take a scripture and shift it to our way, it won't work because it's his way. This vision message is a witness pointing to what's coming. It aches for the coming. It can hardly wait. So don't wonder when it's coming. Just know that it is coming. When the situation is right, that's when it's coming. Because God is planning everything. See, God is a God of love. So he's not going to overwhelm us with his goodness. He's not going to do it. So if we gave our child a car before they could drive or got their license, then what are we doing? We're helping to hurt them. If we want to go further, we're helping to kill them. Guys, when you're having trouble with certain people, my proverb scripture for this week, say this week, from what date? 15th through the 21st? 1919. Rescue a man from the consequences of his actions and you will have to do it again. You understand what I'm saying? So some people you know have been there 4 or 5 times, and you still going to bail them out. but you're going to have to do it again. It didn't say you may have to do it again. You said you will have to do it again. Because, you know, they're your child. Or they're your best friend. But sometimes, I mean, if we're just going by the scripture, 1919. So what does that mean to you? Rescue a man from the consequence, and man is woman. So everybody's included. So what does that mean to you? What is that saying? Got one here. Rescue a man from the consequences of his actions, and you have to do it again.
If you don't let natural progression happen for them, then you're going to continually have to go back and reinsert yourself into a natural consequence.
Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody on this side? Got one coming your way? Got one over here? Rescue a man.
Yeah, if you keep rescuing him, he'll never learn from his mistakes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So pain can teach.
Yes, it can.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Something. So what I'm taking from this, it kind of reminds me of my own mistakes.
Okay.
Every time that I was bailed out from whoever, my mom, my friend, I did it again. Uh-huh. It didn't hurt until I had to pull myself out of the mess.
Yeah.
Okay. And I didn't do it again.
Okay.
Because, you know, because it takes time and energy, and you got to do it on your own.
Okay. Amen. I remember it was an art school before I went to art school that, you know, it was an art institution. And so, you know, you could take it this way for y'all day. So, you know, don't be looking for computers and all this. And, you know, they would send, they give you a thick book and you would have assignments you had to do. And so, you know, I signed up for it. You know, the art man came to the house and was talking to the family, dad and mom. And you know, I ain't talked to him about it. You know, y'all understand what I said? I didn't tell them what was going on. I just told the art man coming to the house. It was in Minnesota. He came down talking. Then he started talking about how much it cost. So, you know, I'm smiling because, you know, I'm thinking to myself, mom and dad know I'm artistic because I would draw the Christmas Santa Claus that took up the whole door. And you know, so they looked to me to do those types of things. You know, in high school, I got awards for drawing and painting and all this kind of stuff. So I figured that they would pay for this. So, you know, at the time, I was working part-time at a church, cleaning church. So I know what it would look like. But anyway, let me keep going. Though I ain't messing with you, man. I ain't messing with you. So anyway, so what ended up happening was he started talking about the bill, how much it's going to cost. So I'm smiling, you know, I'm throwing up a charm toward my mom and dad. But I'm looking more toward mom because I know mom will help dad understand. So dad says, I don't want to hear it. You know, I'm saying it to myself because dad spoke up. I was hoping mom was going to step in and say, yeah, honey, we can take care of this. Dad said, well, Paul, I think it's a great idea. But he says, you love something better when you pay for it yourself. I went down like it. that blow hit. Because I was only making like $30 a week at the church. And the art thing at that time was like $1,000. And you had to pay so much per month. High school looked a little different when you got to pay for it. I'm telling you. But what I learned from that, rescue a man from the consequence, I ain't know the wording of it. They didn't rescue me. So I had to get more type of job. I asked for more stuff. Because I didn't want to put that $30 just on that. But it was okay for me to put it on them. So what are people putting on you that you have no business paying for anymore? And when I mean paying for, I mean mentally, emotionally, physically, your sleep time, your rest time. Amen? That's why people get upset with me when I say I don't like pain. You do it once. Okay, I accept the blow for that. But I'm not going to put myself in a position where you get to hit me again. I'm not going to pull a wall up because I can't get out and you can't get in. But I am going to put a boundary up that says this won't happen again. You follow me? Guys, stop helping Satan destroy you. If you don't sleep at night, you helped him. Now, you're going to stay awake then speak in tongues. So tomorrow night, he'll say, I'm not going to try to get his, keep him up because he prayed more than he did all week. And let me tell you something else. I'm just there. That's there. I'll get to you in a second. I'm just there. So the thing about it is I want to put this. You make a decision whether you want to rest. But if I stayed up to 4 o'clock in the morning praying about a situation that came after me, then because I serve a God that's more than enough, then I pray when I wake up and when I'm starting to go to sleep at 4, I say, Father, and I'll count. Let me see. So if I stayed up to 4, I normally sleep from, let's say, 11. Y'all count it out. 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Can you multiply those hours that I stayed awake so that I awaken refreshed and renewed as if I slept for 8 hours? And so you'll wake up like that. Amen? See, God is the answer to everything. We limit him, but he's never limited.
This concludes today's message on Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you, with Pastor Paul Morgan. If you are ever in the Richmond, Virginia area, join Pastor Paul for Sunday service at 10 a.m. at Chosen Generation Ministries. The website is www.chosenrva.com or call at 866-333-9505.